Blog Talk Radio.
That we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
What's good, wrestling world? It's the one, it's your only true original. B-Train, who else? And let's see what we got here on the menu today. Yes. A wrestling fan's paradise in the Big Easy. Now, why is it a wrestling fan's paradise, you may ask? I'm not just speaking to WWE marks, or I'm not just speaking to wrestling fan marks in general, because we all are marks, admittedly. We all use the terminologies. We try to commingle with one another about how we would book something, how it would turn out, this, that, the other. But guys, gals, wrestling fans alike, in just 3 days, yours truly and a friend will be at the center, the epicenter of wrestling fandom, and that is, yes, indeed, WrestleMania. But we will also be going to WrestleCon, a site where you can get a crap ton more autographs and see, well, Wrestling Revolver, Ring of Honor. Well, you won't see Ring of Honor at WrestleCon. You'll see some of the people. But Supercard in New Orleans, there are still tickets available. It is selling out quick and has not said sold out yet on Ticketmaster. For those of you who thought it had, you thought wrong. I mean, you'll see guys like Punishment Martinez. You'll see guys like Marty Scurll, Cody Rhodes, Kenny Omega in the main event. So see, why is it a wrestling fan's paradise in general to go to the Big Easy? Because not only will you have access to a crap ton of wrestling, but you'll have access to Café du Monde, K-Paul's Kitchen, and a lot of sights to see in New Orleans. Come on. How often is it that we as wrestling fans get to see the beautiful Big Easy? I mean, for those of you who live in Louisiana, I'm pretty sure some of you don't care. Some of you are wondering, when is this shit going to be over? Guess what? Got news for you. Wrestling fans, as crazy as we are and as passionate as we are about this thing, this sport called pro wrestling, all I can say is good luck trying to tell us different, that it's not going to be a fun time had because we spent all our money either on Ring of Honor or we spent all of our money on WWE. I did a bit of both, and some may call that double dipping in the world of wrestling fandom. I don't give a fuck. For me, there's never enough wrestling. You can never have an assortment of professional wrestling as a whole. So when you think about it, the reason why it's going to be a wrestling fan's paradise is because you get to see the sights and you get to see wrestling. Now, granted, I've been looking at the weather in New Orleans, and it's going to rain on Sunday. It's going to be partly cloudy. I don't really care. I already got fun-filled activities going on. I'm going to JR Seminar at the Hilton Garden Inn Hotel near the airport. I'm going to WrestleCon in the same day. On Saturday, I get to see the Empress of Tomorrow, Asuka. And on Sunday, get this, ladies and gentlemen, when Ambrose exited stage left, ergo, here comes Sting and Ric Flair. Now, granted, I've seen Rick plenty of times. Mad respect for the individual, 16-time world champion, a trailblazer in the world of professional wrestling. But you know what? Sting has always been the autograph person that I – or not autograph. The autograph that I have not really gotten accustomed to. I have others, but I'm pretty sure they're floating somewhere in my house. I don't know where. Anyways. I'm disappointed the Yankees opening day has been canceled. So am I using wrestling as a scapegoat to discuss things with you guys? I'm glad someone asked that question. Actually, guys, I'm in Kansas City right now because I have prior obligations, which I'm not allowed to discuss on air. Although, you know what? Who gives a flying farts? About what you just said, the individual said, well, the Yankees suck anyways. Oh, yeah, so that's why we are 27-time world champions. Is that why you just referenced me that Brock Lesnar is like the Yankees? They only show up when they want. In some instances, that's true. In some instances, no. But in response to your question, Jacob? Yeah, I kind of figured who it was. Anyways, folks, moving on. The reason why it's an assortment of excitement for fans, especially wrestling fans, to go to New Orleans on this weekend. I got, as I said before, I got rudely interrupted by a non-Yankee fan, which there's a lot of those, a lot, and I don't have an issue with that. So, anyways, got JR Seminar on Friday, WrestleCon on Friday and Saturday, because I'm going to see Scott Hall on a photo shoot with Stone Cold. So, you know, this is not shit that I'm making up. Yeah, it makes me sound like a total mark, but you know what? We all were marks for someone, right? So for those of you sitting in the audience listening to this, Bret the Hitman Hart will be there. Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase. The only way you won't get tickets is if you don't purchase them online at WrestleCon.com directly. You can create a username and password. You kind of have to in order to purchase the tickets. Mick Foley, Bret Hart, Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels, one of my all-time childhood favorites, is going to be at WrestleCon. I can tell you I'm excited because it's going to be a fun-filled weekend. There's going to be a shit ton to do, not just staying in the Hampton Inn Hotel or the Marriott or whatever you're staying. Get out, do something, go drinking, have fun. It's going to be an extravagant weekend, and I'm going to tell you this from experience of going to 6 other WrestleManias as a fan. You'll never see something so cool until you've actually been up close. And no matter where it's been held, okay, last year, Orlando, which I have a soft spot in my heart, but I'll discuss that on another different type of podcast. Despite people saying things about WrestleMania, it's going to be fun. It all depends on you. They never said you couldn't have a fun experience. There's a lot of shit going on. Hall of Fame, not just Hall of Fame, but Ring of Honor Supercard, as I mentioned before, guys, is going to be amazing. Don't know if I told you this, but the problem is they're running Ring of Honor, and they're booking. They didn't book this on purpose, or did they? Kind of wonder, right? But anyways, Ring of Honor, NXT TakeOver New Orleans at the Smoothie King Arena, Ring of Honor Supercard, CZW, Wildcat Wrestling, just a plethora of wrestling for a lot of good wrestling fans. Here's the fucking problem, though. Just like politics, wrestling fans, you know, we tend to I don't know how this is going to work, but it's going to be funny. Do not fall into the trap of getting to an argument with each other, because the one common thing that really irritates me is, well, I'm an elitist and I like this group of wrestling because it's actual wrestling. You know what? actual wrestling? Is that the defense that someone has? Or defense words, the phrase that someone says to one another. This is actual wrestling. This is bullshit. This is actual wrestling. I've watched Ring of Honor. I have seen CZW. I have been to, you know, two Revolver shows. Does that make me an expert on their product? No. But what I can't, and I've seen Evolve three times. All three times have been at WrestleCon or at, near or around Royal Rumble. But I can tell you this. Whatever scene you are into, whatever wrestling form of wrestling that you like it. Don't shit on other people because they are strictly WWE. Although sometimes it is kind of annoying when they don't know where certain people came from and they just assume, well, I read that they came from this and I never watched anything other than WWE. Forgive their ignorance because sometimes, you know, this happens to certain fans, get into the habit of saying, well, why is it going to be a paradise if we know WWE is going to be in town? Or why is it going to be a paradise if we know Ring of Honor fans are going to be in town? To tell you the truth, guys, some of you just make me die laughing. I'm seeing this pop up. It's Wrestles _ Radio, folks, for those of you wanting to email your questions, thoughts, comments, concerns. I'm seeing a lot of them flow right now because it is WrestleMania. It is WrestleMania weekend. This is the first WrestleMania that fans can say, well, this is something we look forward to. Is it going to have the same hype and believability, the AJ Shinsuke match? Is Charlotte and Asuka going to live up to its full potential since Charlotte is hurt? There's a lot of things going on about WrestleMania right now that people are just wondering about. And by the way, people, it's been a long-standing tradition since 1985. And for those, well, we knew that, blah, blah, blah. As I said, take your snobbery elsewhere. This is Wrestle Radio, not Political Debate Central. And I think some of people may be interested in that aspect of things about why is this WrestleMania any different than the others. For starters, fans finally got what they wanted, and that was a WrestleMania that looks like and feels like a sincere WrestleMania. Not a WrestleMania that was force-fed booking-wise. Some of the stuff's organic, you know, like you said, the Raws and SmackDown Lives before WrestleMania and the Raw and SmackDown Lives afterwards are always the best, in my opinion. So is this going to be a WrestleMania that fans can relate to? I just said, Kylie. Kylie from Detroit, Michigan. Hey, what up, Detroit? What up? Is this going to be a WrestleMania where fans can relate to? And is this also going to be your first WrestleMania? No, it's actually my seventh. I started going at WrestleMania 20. I was at the Garden. As I recall, there was a lot of people. The crowd was extremely on their feet, you know, excited, exuberant. I mean, that's what you feel as a wrestling fan. I guess, you know, if I were a part of it, then yeah, I would. You're asking me if I were a part of it, how would I feel? Dude, that's any wrestlers, managers, referees, or bellkeeper, whomever. That's anybody's childlike dream to be a part of it as a showman or as a worker, let me say. How would one get there? You can start with wrestling training, Kylie. If wrestling training doesn't quite work out for you, then just attend seminars. But you have to have some form of training to attend these seminars and or camps. Speaking of which, I'm going to segue into that right quick before I ramble on any further. For those of you wanting to attend a wrestling camp, the Monster Factory is holding a camp April 20th and April 21st. Special guests included are listed on the actual website on monsterfactory.org. For more information about that, contact Danny Cage. The man is amazing. He has trained the likes of Steve Cutler. He has also trained the likes of, well, look who comes from there, Sheamus, Matt Riddle, Punishment Martinez came from there. The Impact Tag Team Champions are former Impact Tag Team Champions, Gabby Martinez. List goes on and on, folks. Just go to monsterfactory.org. Sign up for a special price on training. I believe it was $9.95. Normally it's $2,000. For more information, again, contact Danny Cage straight through, directly through the website, monsterfactory.org. The phone number, contact or email, whichever you prefer, whichever you guys are comfortable with, doesn't matter to Danny as long as you get the fucking point across. I guess that was a segue into the advertisement. For those of you wanting to kick cancer square in the ass, you can do so by going to Susan G. Komen and also Cure for Connor. You can find those sites located on Google search engine or any search engine on Safari, Internet Explorer, Google Chrome, Firefox, Internet Explorer, you name it. The point is, kick cancer square in the ass. Do the best you can to do marathons, walks, donate your time, read a book to a child. Do whatever it is that you need to do to help your loved one fight through cancer. For those of you wanting to make your child's wish come true, if they are suffering from any kind of ailment, whatever it may be, go to makeawish.com. Type in the name of the WWE superstar, Ring of Honor superstar, CZW, it doesn't matter. Type in the name of the wrestler that you wish to make your child's wish come true, makeawish.com, the official sponsor of WWE's WrestleMania in New Orleans. All right, folks. So, oh yeah, speaking, if you want to get caught up on the latest on WWE Network, your first month is free with access to companies such as Ring of Honor, PWG, ICW, VW, Smoky Mountain Wrestling, WCW, WCCW, USWA, TVWA, CMLL, the list goes on, TNA. It's not just WWE material, and you get your first month free for those of you wanting a very, very awesome, prestigious network card, that is. You can go to your local WWE Shop website on WWEshop.com, $29.97 plus shipping, which has raised its prices. You can check for local shipping prices on WWE Shop itself. But if you want to pick it up locally, you can go to your local GameStops, Dollar Generals, Best Buys, 7-Elevens, and Walmarts. There's no shipping costs and fees, depending on what they charge you. You get 3 months after you sign up. Your first month is free. If you want to use a valid debit or credit card, same thing. If you signed up with the preloaded card, you must have a valid username, which would be your email address, and your valid password, which is, uppercase, lowercase. Oh, and by the way, change that every 3 weeks. And if your method of payment changes, be sure you get shit together. All right, folks. That does it for the advertisement. Oh, and one more thing. If you're interested in going to Monster Factory Camp in April, you will be issued a free pass, I believe, for the July 20th and 21st camp at the world-famous Monster Factory in Paulsboro, New Jersey. For more information, go to eventbrite.com, type in Monster Factory, or visit the Monster Factory website at monsterfactory.org. Now, that does it for the advertisement. So, folks, so far, so good, right? 40 minutes left. I think I'm doing wonderful. Considering how WrestleMania is coming up this weekend, as I mentioned and blathered on about it for a good 21 minutes, I think we all are ready for tomorrow's guest. This will be Amaya Jade. She will be at WrestleCon during the big weekend frenzy. So hopefully, I get to see my friend. If I don't, then, I can see her any which way, but it's $34. Speaking of WrestleCon, it's $34. Well before that, we got tickets. So for two people, it's $71. For more, you do the math, okay? Is it that time, really? For real? I could give a Monday Night Raw preview saying that John Cena is going to have another match and trying to get The Undertaker's attention. It's not been confirmed yet. Fans are, you know, on the edge of their seat trying to understand if The Undertaker is going to return or what's his role going to be at WrestleMania. Guys, there have been WrestleManias without Undertaker. He has disappeared before. But some people are saying on the rumor mill that The Undertaker may or may not be confirmed for WrestleMania. So they're doing their, I think the WWE is doing their best to keep all the dirt sheet sites out of the loop. And I think that's pretty cool. But reports have cited on WrestlingNews.co that The Undertaker really enjoyed doing the American Badass gimmick. You know what? My take on that whole thing is just let things happen organically. They already have, so Cena's laying the groundwork. Undertaker hasn't taken the bait just as of yet, so maybe he wait right at WrestleMania. Maybe he'll be baiting John Cena into calling him out again, and then you'll hear Kid Rock, the performer who's performed WrestleMania's theme, is going to perform The Undertaker's theme. I mean, he's done it before. Not, you know, to a live capacity, but 78,000 plus, you know, lose their shit if The Undertaker's Badass gimmick came out. But how modified would it be for the audience? That's the question. I don't care, as long as I get to see one of my childhood idols, The Undertaker. And also, guys, okay, so we don't know what special surprises will be in store for WrestleMania. We do know that there's a lot of stuff going on, including Hall of Fame the day before Friday. There's a shit ton for me and my friend to be doing, and I mean a shit ton. We'll be so tired by the time we get back to the hotel, we probably won't even remember what the hell time it was where we crashed on the bed. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be live. It's going to be in your face. It's going to be WrestleMania weekend. And not just WrestleMania. Ring of Honor has its work cut out for them too, because not only are you facing the competition of Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa, but you're seeing Ember Moon versus Shayna Baszler, and people are like, well, that wrestling is kind of shitty when you take a look at it. Again, it's just like politics. So for those of you trying to formulate opinions and manipulate your opinion onto my show, go fuck yourself. Wrestling is for and will always be for any type of fan. It's not just one-dimensional, and that's the problem that elitists kind of face, which is what I'm going to get into later on. Actually, you know what, guys? I think I'm just going to segue right into the Rails Monday edition of Wrestle Radio, WrestleMania weekend. Let's get this party started, shall we, boys? Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of something I would be. Now, there's one thing that I noticed is that on message boards, it's the same shit as far as wrestling fans go that make me smile. The discussion, that is. It's WrestleMania weekend, and it's, you know, Wrestling Revolver's having the pancake chaos or whatever it's called, which was kind of cool. They had a pancake breakfast. Start the wrestling. The wrestling of Wrestling Revolver is amazing. Sammy Callahan's bunch. And let me tell you, Sammy does an amazing job. Okay. This may shock you, but they're like, well, you attended the last one because of Jack. Go, really? If I attended the last Wrestling Revolver because of just Jack Swagger, then I'm really sorry. No. I attended it because, number one, it was Halloween. Two, Tales from the Ring featured a lot of good names like Ricochet, Tessa Blanchard, Candice LeRae, Joey Ryan. Granted, some of us have opinions on Joey Ryan, but really, do they matter at this point? Because he's a really nice guy. And Candice is a really nice gal. Oh, and the ladder match between the besties of the world, or the besties, that is, Davey Vega. Yeah. See, Wrestling Revolver last year, and I think that was what my friend was intending to do because of his hatred towards WWE, and that's fine. They're like, the E should not be the ultimate goal. Let me discuss that with you. If you're going to WrestleMania weekend and expecting not to bump into a WWE fan as a non-WWE fan, I think you're just anticipating that. And my advice to you, Tyler, is just steer clear of me and my friend. Just steer clear of a lot of people because there's going to be a good blend, okay? And you guys, your events, power to you. You're going to see Ring of Honor and CZW and Wrestling Revolver. Like I said, there's not a problem with watching as much wrestling as you can. However, there is a problem when people start, you know, diminutizing or making others feel small, trying to discredit fans just because they're WWE marks. Come on, dude. Honestly, my opinion on what pro wrestling has turned into is people just arguing over what the fuck they read on a dirt sheet, or sometimes they argue because they think and feel just like politics, that their opinion and their statements are the only ones that truly matter in the world of pro wrestling. And come on, if you're a fan, you are a servant to the wrestling business. You go or you watch on a network, whatever you do, and you do what? You buy a ticket, you sit your ass, your happy little ass in the seat, and you watch whomever's performing, whether it be anyone ranging from Matt Riddle to Darby Allin, to Jeff Cobb, to Zack Sabre Jr., to Will Ospreay, to Marty Scurll, Cody Rhodes, Kenny Omega, Kota Ibushi. It doesn't matter. What matters is if you have a good time, and that's what I was mainly trying to get across, is if you think, sir, that telling a WWE fan off makes your day, then that'd be like me telling a Ring of Honor fan or CZW or MCW or PCW for that matter, or Chikara. Be like me touching on the subject with them. It's like, well, your wrestling fans think they're purist because of what you give them as a product or what you display as a product. And also, it'd be like me just looking down upon people where you're not a WWE fan. Yeah. You must suck ass. That's a very biased and judgmental statement, and it's also stereotyping. Not all WWE fans center their focus on WWE, and not just NXT either. I like to watch old Evolve clips, and I also like to watch old CZW, even if Ambrose or Cedric Alexander or a variety of other people. Are not apt to being a certain kind of fan. A lot of people, when it comes to WrestleMania weekend, will do this. They get into fights with one another. And then I start to wonder, so which backyard did you trail out of? Is it my business? No. But these fans are the ones that think they have to prove a point. Just because, you know, I go to this event every year and I'm, you know, just talking about, discussing about strictly WWE. No, that's not who I am. And to answer your question, dude, why do I feel the need to start attacking other wrestling organizations. I'm not attacking. I'm just giving an example of what you're doing. If I see you guys, I'm going to make fun of you. Make fun of us for what? Enjoying the same thing you do, which is pro wrestling? I mean, dude, I may have shocked you that I just listed off names from which people have had multitudes of respect for, and send their accolades, and man, oh, you know, this person had an amazing match with this person. Jeff Cobb had an amazing match with Sami Callihan, or Sammy had an amazing match with fill in the blank. Zack Sabre Jr. had an amazing match with Matt Riddle, or Chris, or Cassius Ohno, or Chris Hero, as he's, I know him as Chris Hero, but the point is, you cannot generalize one group of wrestling fans, even though it's really easy to do, I know it is, you just can't, because this is supposed to be like a fun weekend, and you're going to, oh, I'm going to find B-Train and his friend, whomever he is, and I'm going to make fun of him. Well, then that makes you look really shallow and really stupid. In the past, yeah, I have made fun of people. I've called them out on their shit because it's a rarity when I get to do so. Do you know why? I'll explain. Because there's a difference between calling people out on their shit, and there's a difference between just doing it, you know, to get attention. And what you're doing is just funny, because just reading through your questions that you've sent me in the past, I really didn't want to expose you for who you are. But okay, here we go. If you generalize the way wrestling is based off of your opinion, your generalizations, then what you are is a smark. Smart that knows every bit of the terminology and thinks and pretends to be a worker. Let me tell you something, dude, from being on the other side of things and seeing things from a whole different way of seeing things, it's, you are a servant to the wrestling business because you are a fan and you buy their products, you buy their t-shirts. So therefore, you're just as bad as a WWE fan for enjoying what you like and knowing who you like and picking favorites. It's the same thing that goes for a wrestling show. If in fact you're basing your judgment on WWE fans as if you know exactly what you're talking about, so you've got wrestling figured out. No, you don't. I don't have it figured out. No one does. Because wrestling constantly keeps evolving. The funny thing is, yeah, sometimes people take jabs at other companies because they work for them. Cody Rhodes is not taking a jab at WWE. That's funny, and it's also cute because he said he had nothing bad to say about WWE. He was just wanting somewhere where he could shine. You know, Kenny Omega used to be a part of WWE once upon a time. Mysterio used to be a part of WWE once upon a time. It's wise if you don't bash them because you know, you want a job in wrestling. It doesn't have to be WWE. But if you straight up go to the people who used to work for WWE and had employment with said company, and then you're bashing the company they used to work for, and they point out, well, I really enjoy your enthusiasm, but the way that you're bashing this company makes me sound like the only thing you care about is bashing. And that is certain fans. The former host of this show used to bash on WWE and still does. The fun part is, when he told me, was that, oh yeah, you're going to be writing for SmackDown. I'll be writing for Raw. I just smiled that because when you hate on a company that you know eventually you don't have to be a part of, but have maybe dreamed about during once upon a time in your life, don't fucking bash, in other words, unless you have reason to, unless they did so, unless you were physically molested, unless you were harmed, abused, treated like shit. It's easy to say, well, just I'm going to turn right around and bash this company because they did these horrible, nasty things to me. No, do not. Get a lawyer, get smart, do whatever you have to do. Make a trail, set it ablaze, and be a trendsetter. Because here's the thing. If you're bashing on WWE fans, my friend, you're making yourself look like a complete jackass on social media, making memes about it. It doesn't matter. Unless you have physically been in the company itself, and I'm not talking about, oh, I got to be a part of a podcast, or I got to be a security guard. I'm talking about being a part of the WWE for longer than 6 months. So in other words, treat it like a job, if you will. Put this in your mindset. If you go to a training facility and you say, well, I don't want to go to this training facility, Monster Factory. I don't want to go to XWC, or I don't want to go to NWL because they don't know what wrestling is. And, you know, there's an exception to the rule. I'm not going to mention it. But the point is, if you go around bashing all the time, tune you out. So this weekend, yes, it does feature a lot of fandom that is regarding non-WWE. And I'm referring to your Ring of Honor fans, your Wildcat Sports Wrestling fan, CZW, Evolve, Wrestling Revolver. There's a plethora of wrestling to enjoy. So people who bash, you have to have reason to. You can't just bash just because. Then that makes you look like a complete moron who has no basis, no general basis of why. And yes, WWE fans, yes, a lot of them are ignorant, and they don't know their place is kind of an ignorant statement too, dude, because obviously you don't either. When you watch wrestling, when you actually sit in the seat and you watch the spectacle itself, and I'm not just referring to WWE, any wrestling, if it's your first time, whether you're going to have a decent showing audience-wise, event-wise, it doesn't matter. You have got to be able to put a smile on someone's face as a product. So whether WWE, whether CZW, NCW, PCW, ICW, there's a lot of things that goes into an element of being a good wrestling company. And sure, WWE has faltered and forth as a company. They've had incidents that are, very, very so much a part of their history, like the Bret Hart Montreal Screwjob, the incident with steroids and Dynamite Kid. Yeah, there's a lot of things that WWE doesn't want their current fans to know that they were a part of. The Attitude Era, because WCW was beating the snot out of them in ratings. And then all of a sudden, you have all these companies coming out of the woodwork as far as wrestling promotions go. And we're speaking of Ring of Honor, New Japan Wrestling. New Japan's been around for a while now. But wrestling right now, guys, it's a paradise. It's going to be a paradise this weekend. For the people who don't know that there's more to wrestling than just, well, I'm a fan of this, and I think this is professional wrestling. I'm not going to change the opinion of Tyler. I'm not going to change the opinion of those who think they're in a group of elite pro wrestling. Wrestling never ever used to be about the chants that you hear fans chant at you. It used to be, you go to an event, you go with your mom or dad, you watch it, you talk to your friends on the landline back in the day, not on cell phones, or you message each other on AOL Instant Messenger, and you'd say, man, did you see Sting tonight? He was the best. Or, hey, man, did you see Bret Hart? I think WCW is doing a good job with him, blah, 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 blah. Maybe not to that when you're in fourth or fifth grade, or in middle school in my case. But what I'm trying to say to you guys is, yes, it's WrestleMania weekend. Do not be the fan, the guy or the gal that shits all over the fan that's just strictly WWE or just strictly Ring of Honor, strictly CZW or CCW or wherever, you know, whatever wrestling group you cheer for. Don't be the guy or gal to get in a group and start a fight with something like, I like fights because fights are entertaining. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what else is entertaining? Just watching wrestling and having a decent time while doing so. Because I went to an event, speaking of which, I went to an event this weekend in Kansas City, GWF. It was highly entertaining. It was a lot of fun. There's a lot going on. First in KC, I guess the Jayhawks were playing in the Final Four tournament. They lost. They got the shit kicked out of them. The Royals were playing. So it was very hard to book an event. But I tell you, it did not feel awkward for me to see people that some of the people I know that do not like me show up in an event, but I didn't care. I didn't say a word to them. They didn't say a word to me. It was fun. It was fun. Nothing happened. So all I'm going to tell you is, just like me at the wrestling event at GWF, just don't say anything to anybody. Just have fun. Enjoy things as wrestling fans. I wish that would go as well as planned or as well as I just said. But knowing what's going to happen, people are going to get into fights, or they're just going to have a good time. Hopefully they'll just have a good time. Oh, you're going to WrestleMania? I wish I could go, but I couldn't afford it, so I'm just going to Ring of Honor. There's an irony in that fucking statement right there. Well, $30 is cheaper than $3,000. I didn't pay fucking $3,000 for my ticket. I'm having a damn decent time, you best believe, because I've been working my ass off and working myself into a frenzy to get to this point. I've been dealing with people I really don't want to deal with. But I'm still going to have me a damn good time in New Orleans because spent close to $6,000 in the process. Okay? Here's my thing. I know, as well as you all know, that when you go to a wrestling event and you sit there and debate with fans, how much fun does that turn out to be? Because it happened to me in St. Louis when I went to Money in the Bank. There was a fan, a fellow fan, I should say. We were discussing the whole Carmella thing, and I was joking around. I said, what are they going to do with Carmella? Like, how is this going to work out? I wonder, you know, what other people are going to say. I said, having her win the way she did makes sense. Because after all, match was kind of crummy, and I really didn't enjoy seeing parts of it. Then another guy pipes up and says, well, they have to because she's the top heel. I cringe whenever a non-worker or a fan, in other words, I am a fan too, but I cringe when people say certain terms that they have no clue unless they've done their research, unless they've been to seminars, then they really don't know. When the gentleman said, I know just about as much as you do, as you know, in the wrestling business, the truth is, guys, when I heard that statement, I kind of blacked out because I wanted to punch the individual in the throat. Here's why. If you think you know what's going to happen by reading on a dirt sheet and you think it makes you cool with whomever you discuss it with, that's your business. But when we're at a wrestling event and you pipe up and say, well, why do you think so? Because I said the following to this gentleman. I said, certain fans who have the IQ of 12 will love this outcome. Well, I'm, you know, I said certain. I didn't generalize. I just was discussing with a friend of mine who was probably busy chomping down on whatever the fuck she was chomping down on and didn't care. The point is, when someone says, who don't have the IQ of 12, and then proceeds to say she's the top heel, that may be true in certain ways, but Carmella, a top heel who just got bamboozled by the Riot Squad, and then now you have other people trickling in as the top heel for the company. Is there such a thing? I mean, The Miz, hey, why not? And then you've got, well, some people may classify Brock Lesnar as a top heel. I really, he's a heel, all right. But when you start using terminology, you better know or have a common theme as to why you're saying these things. Don't use terminologies with one another unless you truly, truly know what you're talking about. I'm still learning, so I seldom use that shit in front of workers. Okay? So, just like that incident, you don't think you have the IQ of 12. Well, some of you do, and some of you don't. And some of you who, there are some of you who actually have a brain in that noggin of yours. Point I'm trying to make is, all I'm asking as a fellow fan of the sport of professional wrestling, please learn that there are several versions of being a wrestling fan, and there's not just only one. For those of you, as I said, I can't change your opinion. I can't change the way you think. But keep in mind, I'm trying to enjoy the weekend, not have it treated as a job, which, or, you know, being a wrestling fan is such hard work, right? All we do is wear T-shirts and formulate opinions about guys and gals who wrestle in the ring and put themselves on the line for us, right? To entertain us, to make a show, to make their living. So just enjoy, just have the sense of saying, hey, how often is it that a bunch of wrestling is going on the entire weekend? And some may reply, every year. It happens every year, just different city. That's very true. In some regards. Sometimes, Evolve shows can have their variant forms of bloopers, a.k.a. when Chris Hero broke the ropes 3 times. Although it wasn't his fault, it was the way that the ring had been structured with this certain type of ropes. But you get what I'm saying. Just enjoy your weekend. Have a good time. And get as many pictures and autographs as you can. Don't worry about who's going to debate with you and what's going to happen, this, that, the other. Just, if you can't get a hotel, guys, there are plenty of apps right now that can help you find the hotel in New Orleans. Like, there's Marriott, there's Hampton, there's Hyatt Regency. So if that helped, that answers your question. All right. Oh, and as far as picture taking goes, guess what, guys? I found a really cool device called the telephoto lens. You can basically hook it up to the end of your phone and make sure that it looks pretty decent from where you're sitting, because where I'll be sitting, I'm sitting lower level. But I know there's going to be signs. There's going to be people waving their hands in my face, getting all excited, hugging, kissing, proposing, doing whatever they want at WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans at the Superdome. It's going to be a five-hour extravaganza, probably six, because of the whole America the Beautiful, Kid Rock performing, the WrestleMania theme. It's going to be fun. But anyways, back to the subject just for a little bit of enjoying your time and not debating. If you're a fan, that means you have every God-given right to say what you feel. But if you debate, is that your God-given right? Yes. But don't do wrestling to prove a point. This is a WWE fan. This is, to me, some of you are just backyard purists. Trust me, I used to work with a group of people that kind of were known for that. Not anymore. The point is, or the points I'm about to make are, if you're there in an event, like as such, New Orleans, you know you're going to bump into a variety of fans. Do not make it your mission to be the snob that says, well, in this match, this occurred, and that's why it's better than WWE. Or this match happened, and this is why WWE is better than Ring of Honor, blah, blah, blah. You do realize that most of the people that have been recycled through the system of Ring of Honor or PWG or IWA Mid-South, they had to go through hell to get where they're at. And for those people who say, well, the only decent person I think that has a shot in WWE, why? Because he or she doesn't adhere to your liking? I'm not saying you can't have an opinion. What I'm saying is don't be a fucking snob about a certain business or aspect of the business or fandom. Very easy to sit back and say, well, I chose this because I spent this amount of money versus this amount of money. Yes, Ring of Honor is very much so, because that ticket price compared to $1,471.50 or 10 grand or whatever people dropped their life savings on WrestleMania and then didn't really think that it was going to come back to bite them. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt you. Just answering your question. It's going to hurt you if you didn't reserve the hotel on time, man. You can go to a Motel 6. I mean, it'll save money. But for those people who just base their wrestling fandom off of saving money and doing whatever, cool. But you're kind of hurting my head if you're basing, well, I save this much money, is much easier than spending my whole life savings on WrestleMania. Point is, you still spent money, right? You still spent money on Ring of Honor. You still spent money on CZW or Wrestling Revolver, Pancake, whatever, Breakfast, that the show that they have, it's tradition before WrestleMania, and they'll have another one the midnight after WrestleMania. Again, I used to work with somebody who was a huge proponent for dissing WWE, but somehow, some way, and this is the funny part, lied to me and said, we're going to be working during WrestleMania doing a Q&A. There's nothing on the website. There's nothing there. But for the irony of this is when you diss on WWE and then lie big time about them or being a part of them, it's kind of bringing me to my next point. So if you hate them so much, why do you keep mentioning them, giving them importance? Just like if I were to be someone who hated Ring of Honor or CZW or any part of the independent scene, be lying and say, well, you gave KCXW credit a lot, so that must mean you like him. I used to work for him, and I'll leave it at that. I used to work for them. Some personal problems, some personal things went on behind the scenes that hindered me from staying there. You guys have known because you've heard it on the podcast. The point is, I give credit where credit's due to certain companies, and my personal thought on this weekend, as far as fandom goes, enjoy yourselves. have a drink on Bourbon Street, go to the Swamp Tours, go to every Cajun restaurant that you can think of. And, you know, there's things you can do to just help alleviate the tension. Because I know there's groups of people that will be like, well, I'm a fan of this, and my boyfriend's a fan of WWE. That's fine. That is completely 100% fine if you ask me. If you're not 100% a fan of something, great. But if you keep mentioning, well, I'm an indie purist, the indies are so much better, then give concrete reasonings as to why. Unless you're a worker working for said indie company, then don't say shit. Do not. Do not say shit unless you've been a true fan of the company that you're backing 100% over, whatever company you're backing it over. But like I try and tell people, it's foolish to be saying you're an elitist when you're putting yourself in a category that really is frowned upon in the wrestling community, and that is, I am a fan of this, I'm a fan of Ring of Honor, or I'm a fan of New Japan, or I'm a fan of CZW. CZW can blank, 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 blank. In other words, folks, I'm going to have me a damn good time, but if you come to me or anyone else that's attached to me and say, oh, I'm this type of fan and I'm that type of fan, I'll listen to you, but I'll also be listening while I have my beats on, because there's no shame in shutting someone out who just wants their negativity to be heard. Now, some may say, well, isn't that what you do on Off the Rails? You spew out negativity? What I do is I vent. I'm not complaining. I'm just expressing my opinion, which is what you guys do. You guys, as in certain people that think that their shit doesn't stink and that their fandom is the only type of fandom in wrestling. So, to kick shit off, man, on Tuesday, we will have Amaya Jade joining Wrestle Radio on this WrestleMania extravaganza weekend of Wrestle Radio. Off the Rails Uncensored, as usual, will be on Wednesday. It's going to be one hell of a fucking show week. I'm going to take shit ton of pictures this time. I'm going to have them printed out. It's going to be amazing. All right, folks. I am Brian Rails. Wrestle Radio Tuesday edition tomorrow. SmackDown Live Preview. SmackDown Live will be available on Wednesday, coming straight from the source, the one, the only, good old Brian Rails. Well, that does it for today. I got to eat. I'm hungry. I'm enjoying my time off. And on Thursday, we'll have a damn good time. That's when the flight leaves. So if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. And by the way, toodles, bitches.